Once in a while, I will get a person at my door handing out literature on the Jehovah's Witnesses, who believe in the rapture and that only a certain number of souls will be saved. At one time, they actually gave out the number of souls that would be saved, and I always used to ask them, "Which number are you?" with tongue in cheek. Since that time, they changed it to an undetermined number of souls. Now, I certainly don't mean to disparage any church or belief, but sometimes conservative churches or religions make themselves look foolish. Another belief that many hold is that the Antichrist is in the book of Revelation. The truth is that the Antichrist is not mentioned in Revelation and is only mentioned in two places in the Bible, John 1:2, 18-22, and John 2:1-7. The problem here is that many Christian scholars have inserted through interpretation the presence of the Antichrist, but the book of Revelation, again, does not actually mention him. Every century has predicted the end of days. I myself feel we are not at the end of the world, just the end of this schematic of people coming in to perfect themselves. I know the world will survive, but I'm sure much of humankind won't. We are in a warming trend and a progressive polar tilt. We have destroyed our atmosphere with smoke, pollution, etc., but the world will have its revenge on us. What I also base this on is that about 90% of people are on their last life. Never in over 50 years of doing readings has it been that high. Why? Because this part of our learning process is over. I'm sure we go on learning on the other side or on other planets, but again, I do believe what our Lord said, that no man can predict the end of times, or no one can predict the end of the world. The world is one thing. Human life is another. But John, who was the writer of the book of Revelation, is generally believed by most scholars to have been the apostle John the Beloved, or John the Divine. But in actuality, no one really knows who the writer of this book was. This is the case with all the canonical gospels, and is also the reality here. What we do know is that it was a dream, or at least was purported to be a dream, and there was a reason for this. Many people in that time put much faith in dreams, and if they didn't, the author could fall back on the excuse that it was only a dream. Either way, this John was hedging his bets that he wouldn't get any repercussions. It is so much like Nostradamus writing in couplets that were cleverly designed so he wouldn't be persecuted in the time of the Inquisition. Many historians, and even some theologians, feel this was nothing more than an anthology or symbolic writing of what was going on politically at the time. It is likened to other books like Gulliver's Travels, which was a treatment of the political climate at the time of its writing. Many believe, and Francine confirms this, that Revelation was written during the bloody period of Nero's reign, which would put it in the period 64 to 68 AD. The early church hotly debated whether or not it should include the book of Revelation in the Bible. It was put in just before the Bible was canonized and redone by the church about 350 AD. The early church leaders felt it put the frosting of fear on the cake, so to speak, and gave them writing to back up their dogmas of the resurrection of the dead, judgment, hell, heaven, and Satan. If someone today was afraid of reprisal and were to write about Bush, Clinton, Nixon, etc., or whoever they felt was corrupt, unfair, and given to greed and temptation, they would write a symbolic treatment in the form of a metaphorical essay or book. Whether it's the monster that rises from the sea, the leader or Nero, Roman in this case, or the seven seals, like the seven plagues in the time of Moses or the seven hills of Rome, the symbolism is readily apparent. If indeed the writing was apocalyptic and not a symbolic analogy on the Romans, the world should have ended at that time.